We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning. It is 6:32 here on Wednesday, July 26th. You're listening to 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Guards at a Kansas prison housing some of the most dangerous criminals say there are two previously unreported disturbances during which inmates took control of the yard for hours before a third uprising was disclosed last month.
Two corrections officers and a person with access to emergency logs who spoke with the Associated Press on condition of anonymity because they feared reprisals from their employer, say low staffing, overcrowding, and 16-hour shifts created dangerous conditions at the El Dorado Correctional Facility. They say inmates took over the yard for hours during a disturbance the week of May 8th and on June 24th. Neither incident has been disclosed by the Kansas Department of Corrections. A third incident on June 29th was revealed when inmates got a cell phone and called their relatives. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Let's take a look at the weather forecast here on this Wednesday. Check in with meteorologist Dan Holliday. Hello, Dan.
Well, good morning. Some cloud cover is spread in across Wichita and south central Kansas due to some thunderstorms that formed overnight. With a clearing sky, it's going to be heating up and humid this afternoon. Our high 102, our wind gusty out of the southwest. Thunderstorm chances go up late tonight. Our low 75, and again a few storms early on Thursday. Tomorrow not nearly as hot with a high 89. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Thank you, Dan. Right now in Wichita, we have a breeze out of the south that is partly cloudy and 80 degrees. Three people have been arrested, this in connection with three stolen vehicles that were discovered in North Wichita yesterday. Authorities responding to a home in the 4800 block of North Hillside after a crash was reported at about this time yesterday morning. An eyewitness saw a person drive through a Kansas Department of Transportation fence nearby and flee the scene toward the property. When authorities responded to the crash, they found several stolen vehicles on that property. Investigators from Arkansas City, El Dorado, Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office, and the Wichita Police Department are investigating the property and the stolen vehicles. A chase involving several police departments started in Wichita yesterday morning, and it ended when the suspect's car crashed in Rose Hill. Police Officer Charlie Davidson says Wichita police were called to the English Village Inn near Kellogg and Woodlawn about 5:30 in the morning yesterday.
The call was shortly later changed to an abduction call as a witness had observed a male and female suspect forcing a female victim into a vehicle at gunpoint. Officers responding to the call observed the suspect vehicle, which was a silver Volkswagen. And upon seeing this vehicle, they attempted to stop the vehicle, and the driver accelerated and refused to stop. A chase ensued with the suspect vehicle, which ended when the suspect crashed in the area of Rosewood and Rose Hill Road, which is in Rose Hill, Kansas.
The victim was treated at a Wichita hospital for minor injuries. The 26-year-old female suspect was arrested at the scene. A 30-year-old male suspect fled, but he was captured nearby. As this case, no motives was known yet for this crime. Barbara Sinatra, a former Wichitan and the fourth wife of the legendary singer Frank Sinatra and a prominent advocate and philanthropist for abused children, has died at the age of 90. She passed away yesterday of natural causes in California. Barbara Sinatra spent her teenage years here in Wichita. She was a graduate of Wichita North High School back in 1944 before her family moved to California. She became a model, a Las Vegas showgirl. She was a prominent Palm Springs socialite in her own right before she married Frank Sinatra back in the mid-1970s. They stayed married until he passed away in 1998. Together, they founded the center that bears her name, the Children's Center. It provides therapy to more than 20,000 young victims of physical, sexual, and emotional abuse since it opened in the 1980s. And Barbara Sinatra remained active at the center until quite recently, raising funds and visiting the youngsters. A Kansas hunting guide sentenced to 5 years probation, admitting he routinely violated state and federal laws while taking groups on hunting trips. 26-year-old Jared Stroot of Colwich pleaded guilty. He's been sentenced to one count of conspiracy to violate the Lacey Act. Stroot said he took hunters on $300-a-day hunting trips, he baited ponds for waterfowl, helped hunters exceed their daily bag limits, and didn't follow state and federal laws on processing, tagging, and transporting birds. Stroot now may not hunt, trap, nor guide during 5 years probation, and he has to pay a $5,000 fine. There's a co-defendant in this case who is seeking a change of plea hearing on the final day of the month. KNSS National News Time, 6:37.
Where do we stand on health care? The Senate voted to open debate on Tuesday, then defeated the Republican plan to repeal and replace Obamacare. A plan to repeal, then replace Obamacare is expected to come up later today. The future of the nation's law enforcement officer, the chief law enforcement officer, still unclear as President Trump seems to keep pushing Attorney General Jeff Sessions out the door in tweets and otherwise.
President Trump's public criticism of Attorney General Jeff Sessions was unprecedented and surprised even the most cynical politicians and operatives in the nation's capital. From attacking him in the New York Times to slamming him on Twitter, the president seemed to be sending a message to Sessions that it was time to go, but he wasn't going to be the one to kick the attorney general out the door. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
President Trump tweeting this morning about the size of his crowds at a campaign rally in Youngstown, Ohio last night. Ohio preparing to put a condemned child killer to death in the state's first execution in more than 3 years. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
6:38 with Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS here on Wednesday, July 26th. You can always take the Steve and Ted WichitaPerks.com poll. It's on our website, knssradio.com. We're closing out our old question. O.J. Simpson has been granted parole and will be released from prison. Did the parole board make the right decision? Well, respondents to our poll said no. He should be behind bars, 58%. Only 42% of our respondents says yes, let him out. He's done his time.
That was pretty close.
60-40. Yep, 6-4. And today's question, check it out. The National Baseball Congress World Series is on at Lawrence Dumont Stadium. We have a few options for you. I've already been out to watch some baseball. Or it's been a little hot, but I plan to go to a game or two. Or I won't be in attendance. Take our poll, the Steve and Ted WichitaPerks.com poll. It's on our website, knssradio.com. 6:39 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Time for the commodities update. Let's check in with Tom. We'll get Tom here shortly and get him ready for us as we proceed here on a Wednesday morning. We always update our news stories on our website, knssradio.com, and on KNSS Facebook, too. Check it out. And we take listener feedback on that. One of our stories, Scaramucci vows to fire everybody caught leaking at the White House. Listener Deanne says, green light and burn rubber! Exclamation point. Listener Barb says, it's about time. All right, a couple of listeners very much in favor there of what's going on at the White House and the Communications Department. Check it out, KNSS Facebook, our news stories. Make sure to react. Maybe we'll see your reactions. We'll get on the air with us here. 6:40 with Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS. Time for the commodities update. Let's check in with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Ted. Tuesday morning, the live cattle and feeder cattle futures went from two-sided trading to making new lows for the week and closing negative with triple-digit losses. There was a lack of fresh news for our cattle complex yesterday. The futures seemed to have continued trading lower from the negative cattle and feed report back on Friday. Even the lower beef stocks for Monday's cold storage report were not price-friendly enough for the cattle complex. Lean hogs traded mixed and closed positive yesterday. On the close yesterday, August live cattle, 70 cents lower, 113.17. August feeders $1.92 lower at 146.52, and August lean hogs $1.07 higher, 81.45. The wheat, corn, and soybean futures had quite the trading session on Tuesday, with higher trade in the Monday evening session and closing negative yesterday near the lows of the session. Now, despite the lower crop ratings on Monday afternoon, the trade seemed to be more focused on improving weather forecasts. Trading overnight has been two-sided. At the moment, September KC wheat's 4.5 cents higher at 477 7.25. December corn unchanged at 3.82.25. November soybeans a half a penny higher at 9.93.25. September crude oil 41 cents higher this morning at 48.29. August gold down $4.60 at 12.47.50. September S&P up 2.75 points at 24.76.75. September dollar index 3 cents higher at 93.91. And September Dow Jones futures up 42 points at 21,602. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Loeffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, how are things going here in late July with our crops in the field? What's our status update?
We've got a lot of variation across the Midwest. We've got areas that are extremely dry. We got areas that are hanging on. We got areas that got too much rain that's causing them problems. So we're seeing quite a variation out there. It's going to make the next 60 days real interesting determining how good of a crop we have or don't have.
And that's the kind of things that drive farmers crazy. Is somebody has a good crop, and then you go a couple miles over, and somebody can just have a terrible crop, and it just has to do with where they're at.
Exactly right. And variation is very common.
Yep, so we'll keep an eye on it, and as we head into the late parts of July, a little hotness, and then once in a while we get a little reprieve. Maybe we'll get that with the front coming through tonight.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah, I am too. Thanks, Tom. That'll be good to get a little change there in temperatures in the 80s after today. All right, that's the Commodities Update with Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities. It's 6:43 with Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Go spend some money! That's what the money tracker Don Grant will say to us shortly. We'll check in with Don right after this on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.